service, like a POP3 server, something like that, any number of things. So we're going to try to run DRATS over it, which is a program that's used for emergency communications as well. But this will allow us to configure a network on the fly, and if we are lucky enough to get some of these situated in a good spot, we might even be able to get some distance out of these, and that would be really, really cool. So, if anyone has these little Linksys, let me drop it. If anyone has these little Linksys pizza boxes, you know, they're kind of gray with a blue front, wireless pizza boxes, WRT54, G, GL, GS. Generally speaking, if the version is 5 and below, they're useful. If they're 6 and above, they're not very useful. I think that's the criteria. But if anyone has those, we can flash them into be mesh nodes. And if anyone has other ones that are, you know, are newer and can't be flashed, pardon me, then they're still useful as access points. So we could set it up as a standard Wi-Fi access point and then backhaul it into the mesh network and provide wireless access on one channel and wireless backbone on another. And that would be very clever and very cool. One thing that's really neat is looking at the routing tables, how they're automatically built by the nodes. And it's amazing how they do that automatically. It's fun to watch and how they morph, et cetera. So anybody have any questions about mesh networking? And I'll just refer you to I can send you materials as well, but if you're interested in HSMM-mesh, HSMM-mesh. And again, we'll be at the Furlong Club tomorrow night messing with this stuff. And there is a Passaic County Aries RACES meeting on Monday. And we're going to be doing some more demo kind of work then as well, and you're welcome to come if you'd like. That'll be over at the Passaic County Training Academy, not the Police Academy, the EMS Academy on Oldham Road. But you're welcome to come if you'd like as well. So, questions about HSMM mesh or any other kind of mesh networking, please call K2BAR. A very thorough job bringing up people up to the topic. But anyway, what's really cool about this is if the internet goes down, you essentially have your own private backbone internet as far as you can physically stretch it. And that's kind of the approach to this. I want to say also that Gary, KD2DDK, was working on his, and he didn't have a second node to talk to, so he was kind of wondering whether or not he had done it right, and we ascertained he probably did. And then the two of us noodling through a bunch of stuff last night, took turns reading various resources and trying, testing things, and got things up and working. So it really is kind of clever. One of the things we want to do is have a an FLDigi gateway where you log in and on FLDigi remotely from wherever you are on the network to be able to get a message out. Let's say there was no internet to go plug it your local internet into. So that's number one. Number two, you can set up an internet gateway to the regular internet, which is kind of cool, and it's not hard to set up at all. And the other thing is taking something like a Raspberry Pi or a small Atom processor and set it up as a small server. That would be really, really easy to do and be a lot of fun as well. Comments, questions, confusions, please call K2BAR. Alrighty, well, are there any other topics people want to discuss tonight? Please call K2BAR.
Repeat those dates and location for the places you're getting together regarding those nets. Back to you.
There are two stations. The one who has locations and such, the Fairlawn Community Center, tomorrow. tomorrow night after 6 p.m. The Fairlawn Radio Club is in the community center. So if you go to the front door, I'd say Radio Club, they'll just say, go that way. And they'll figure it out. That's tomorrow night. And then Monday night, it would be at the, Passaic County Community College Training, Fire EMS Academy, not the Police Academy. The Police Academy is down the street. But it's on Old Ham Road in Wayne. And that's at 7, I think, 7:30, somewhere in there. Usually there are a couple of us there by 7. And that's next Monday.
All right. This is W2LCN. Thank you very much. That's what I was looking for. I just came in on the tail end of that. So it was a late check-in, and thank you for the info. Back to you.
Hi, Rick. Good. I'm glad to hear you're in here. All right. Let's see. And who was the other station trying to get in?
I think it was me, 82DDK.
Okay. Mr. Gary, go right ahead.
There was a comment about your conference calls today, and those cables still needing to be finished, that's all. And not surprised that you're yawning after last night's marathon. Well job to you for the diligence, that's all. We're clear.
Yeah, I was a little pooped. But tomorrow night probably at Fairlawn it's going to be more of a hands-on night to get to know how the stuff really works. Monday it's going to be kind of more of a show and tell, and I think we're going to run some of the slide decks. But if anyone shoots me an email, we'll be happy to send you whatever resources I have as well. You can feel free to send them to me. Or I'll bet you Gary can forward them to you, too. It's kd2ddk at gmail.com, and I'm w2ttt at att.net, or edelworld.net, whichever you prefer. I'll get back to you for your snarky comment about the fact that I didn't get those cables cut up and re-crimped today. today was a very busy day, and tomorrow is like no better. Oh, my Lord. I got news for you. Come the end of the afternoon tomorrow, I'm going to be so done, I'll be very happy. And by the way, just to make it more interesting, I work for a major telecommunications carrier, and one of their unions has a ratification vote today. And we'll find out around midnight as to whether or not they decide to ratify or not, and whether or not they're going to walk out or not, which means I'll be on an airplane if they do. And I may or may not be there tomorrow night. Actually, I'll be there tomorrow night. I wouldn't be there Saturday. It's crazy.
K2BAR, N2OOJ.
Hey, Ray, how are you? N2OJ, welcome aboard.
I heard you discussing T-63 and PK-31. I don't know, I'm just starting to get into that. And you mentioned the name Paul. Would that be W2KBF, Paul, Frank? Is that correct?
The one and only Carl Frank. In fact, I'll be bringing my interfaces with me tomorrow anyway, in case someone has any questions about that or need something to test with. I'll have a couple of HTs that are interfaced, and we'll be able to... show how those look and work as well. That won't be a big problem. Just bring an extra little box of goodies.
That's fine business. See, I have a little problem here. I have I don't have a regular 8-pin Kenwood jack going into my 2-meter 440 rig, so I have to rig up something with the something I have to talk to somebody about tomorrow about rigging up. It looks like a telephone connection to a Kenwood input jack is what it looks like to me. So I've got schematics and everything, so I have to figure out how to do it. Where can I buy parts like that? A cable and stuff like that. Any idea?
Well, if you need some cabling and you want, I can bring some Cat 5 wire, a crimp connector and some crimper and some connectors, and crimp you up a cable. That's not a problem. The other thing you can do, just to make it simpler, is just, you know, get a Cat 5 cable, cut it, and then, you know, you can follow the wires out. The color code's pretty straightforward, and connect it any which way you want. It'll work fine.
I'm not familiar with that. The Cat 5 wire, that would be like a connection to the Kenwood 8-pin plug. Is that correct?
All right, but if you need to extend or make your own adapter, you get yourself like a 1 or 2 foot, you know, RJ45 connect jumper cable, just straight through, and just cut it. And then strip the wires back on one side, put it to your whatever connector you need to go to, and you're good to go.
Okay, well, look, and I'm planning on coming down to the Fairlawn Club tomorrow, and you're going to be there around 6 or a little or after 6, so I'm going to try to be down here and talk to you about it. I know that I've asked you to come down before, and I always found something else to do, but I might come down tomorrow and talk to you about it. So look, I'll let you know. I know you're getting late, you're getting tired, I'm getting tired, so I'll let you go, and maybe I'll try to get in touch with you tomorrow night. So this is N2OJ back to K2VAR.
It's a good idea. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. I haven't seen you in a while, so look forward to it, and we'll definitely make a point of it. That sounds like great fun. Anybody else have any questions or comments? Okay. Let's see. We have any other subjects that want to bring up? Anything people want to, you know, just chit-chat about? I've actually got one, if I may. And Paul, you may be maybe the best qualified here to answer, but maybe there's others. What's a little server application I can run under Windows, like under XP, that I can, you know, use as a small host application? Just to have something to connect to across the mesh. Any thoughts on that, like a small web server or an FTP server, something like that? You have anything in mind?
FTP is always good. Anything under TCP/IP protocol, you know, even with just ping would work. If you just stick a listener up on one of your local ports just using the Quick Java program, you know, that'll just give you something. You know, you just basically connect to the port, issue the command, or even, you know, just say, want something, detect the port up, you know, just fire the test string back down.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't in the mood for writing some Java code, but I'm wondering if there was, whatever, something that I could just, I'll go look for something online. That's a good idea. Ping server is always good. What I did notice is that there's all sorts of things you can ping on switch, but you can't ping off switch for some reason. And I was wondering if that was a port forwarding problem, but maybe just my own stupidity. We're pretty happy about the way it's been working overall. It's great fun to see that you can actually build out a network. And what we're going to do is we're going to start with it on a couple of tabletops and just start moving it around the building with some batteries, which I should be able to bring tomorrow. And with that in mind, we'll have a grandy old time. We'll be able to essentially extend the network into places where otherwise you wouldn't get one. And that'll make the point. And then from there on, we can do things like repackage these things into 30 your boxes, add different antennas and the like, and really make it a go.
Yeah, Google's your friend just looking for software. You'll find buckets of programs that will just sit on port and spit out a string. I'll have a look around and see what I can dig up for you.
Okay. That'll be helpful. Appreciate it. It won't be today, but I am looking forward to putting the pie on one of these things. I think that would just be a hoot. Put a pie on with a big fat thumb drive on it as mass storage, and no moving parts, but have a really good data resource.
Yeah, I just got some nice pie accessories in the mail. I picked up a nice one, which is a finger mount. So basically, you just strap it to your finger and use it to basically move around. Lots of fun things to play with pie.
Well, I've got so many other projects going right now for work that I have to be really judicious. And I will say this, the pie has suffered for lack of attention in my case. I have my own and I have one for work that I can mess with if I want to. And my other things that are on my desk are eating my time. But assuming there's no strike, I think things will be much better, quicker, faster. And we're coming up on Easter, and I haven't decided yet, but I am really thinking about taking the week after Easter off. Anyway, the finger mouse sounds cool. One of the things that I've been looking around for are really small power supplies, and I found a little tiny, 3.5 ampere 5-volt power supply. Basically, it you feed it 12 volts and it gives 3.5 amps. It gives like I think it's 2 amps, 2.5 amps on one port of a USB, and 1.5 on the other. And so it's really clever. I'm sorry. 3 amps total. 1 amp on one and 2.1 on the other. So I bought them. They're little cigarette lighter jobbies, but I figure worst case is I'll depackage them and use them for reason to run the Raspberry Pi from a 12-volt source. That would be perfect. Anyway, let's see, what else do we have here? Well, that's all I have off the top of my head. Anybody else have anything more?
W2J3.
Mr. James.
In regard to the Farnsworth Morse code practicing, if you Google Farnsworth Morse code software, you get a bunch of hits, one of which takes RSS news sources and converts them to CW, and then puts them out to your speaker, and Farnsworth mode is one of the options. All right.
Yeah, it's a fine option, as we discussed earlier. Mr. Eagle, what's the name of the program again?
Well, that one is on SourceForge, and I believe it's called Morse-RSS-News.
Okay, and it's a Linux program?
No, I would imagine it's Windows.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. Anyway, let's see. Anybody have any, thought about that from Jim? Okay, well, that's something good to keep in mind. That's excellent. Thank you, Jim. Alrighty. Well, I want to thank everybody for checking in. This has been an interesting net, and as always, very diverse. So I want to thank everybody who checked in, over about a dozen or so of us, and look forward to working you next week, assuming there's no strike at my humble company. And let's hope that District 9 of the CWA wants to go back to work. So on that note, I will thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of their repeater, and we'll look forward to seeing everybody either tomorrow night at Fairlawn or Monday night up at the Passaic County OEM meeting, and wish everybody well. This is K2BAR W2TTT off of Claire.
Clear and punchy, loud, no problem. Okay, thanks, John. All right, let me get the 635 out of the box. I'm going to swap radios and put that online and see what it sounds like. KD2, BOR, we'll be back.
K, copy.
KD2, BOR.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is the Alenco, John. How's it sound?
Sounds just as good. It sounds just as good, and maybe even better.
Oh, very good. Very good. I'm glad to hear that. This might be my radio of choice in the shop here. I'm not sure yet.
They both sound good, man. I tell you, it's hard to say which one sounds better, but they both sound good. And looks like this one was money well spent.
One thing I don't like about the radio, and it's going to sound very trivial, I like the ASU better because the microphone cord on it is one of those very thin ones. This one I'm going to have to get stretched out to a certain point. It's one of those fatter microphone cords. That's the only drawback to the radio is that I don't like. It might sound stupid, but you know what I mean.
I know what you're saying, and I know what you mean, because I used to have, like, a stock mic, and then I got one of those D104 handhelds, you know, the, what is it called? The one with the tone control. You know which one I mean? It's the teardrop mic. It's got the tone control on one side and the volume control on the other. You familiar with it?
I am, John. They're selling for a lot of money on eBay. It's called the 575... Mary 6. I have three of them.
Well, I used to have one, but I sold it. But one thing I liked about that one, as you know, the cord is great. It's nice and thin and long.
Matter of fact, the cord is just like the one I just purchased from eBay. I put a new cord on my D104 lollipop that I use at home on my Galaxy radio, and those cords. This cord here is just entirely too heavy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't care for that either. I know exactly what you're saying. I agree with you.
Yeah, it's just the way the microphone plug is in the front of the radio. The way I got it set up at my shop here, when I hang the mic on the holder, the cord is hanging right down in front of my face, in front of the computer screen. I got to see if somebody makes a right-hand, a 90-degree angle adapter to put in the front of the radio and then plug the mic in.
C2HBR. Yeah, okay, roger that, man. What was I going to say to you? Yeah, that's a valid complaint. That's, you know, I like those D104 575, man. They got that long, nice and thin cord. You could pretty much walk around the typical room with that. You know what I mean? And plus, you don't have to eat the mic. So that's what I liked about it. I wasn't so much tied down to the radio in the ham shack. I was able to move around, like literally walk around the room.
Know exactly what you mean. Okay, John, let me put it down for a second. I got to get my computer up, and I'll be back in. KD2, BOR.
Oh, Rocky, I need you to do me a favor, if you don't mind. Could you just punch in a website for me and tell me what comes up, if you don't mind?
No problem, John. Let me just get my computer up and running, and I'll get back to you. KD2, BOR.
Okay, roger that. KC2HBR.
N1MUQ.
1MUQ. How do you do? Back to you.
Hey, good morning, John. How's it going?
All right. Just taking it easy.
I can see that.
Morning, Charlie. KD2, BOR.
KD2, BOR, N1MUQ. Hey, Rocky, how's it going?
Okay, can't complain. Got the radio online.
Is that it that you're on now?
Yes, sir.
Sounds real good. How do you like it?
Well, let's put it this way. I like it. I only got one drawback to it, but it's trivial. We won't get into much of that right now. But I got to talk to you when we get some time. I might have to reprogram a couple things. I don't know how I did it on a couple frequencies. I programmed everything in that I got in my 7800s. I got narrow band receive on a couple of them. I can shut it off, but when I change frequency and go back, it comes back on again. I think I got to do a channel deletion. And I must have did it when I was doing the setup.
Yeah, all you have to do is reprogram that frequency, that channel. Go into VFO, go through the step that you would to program in that memory channel information, whatever repeater it happens to be, and this time make sure that you have it on wideband, and then when you put the memory in, put it on that same channel number, and this will overwrite. It'll overwrite that memory and put in the right information. What happens is when you're in that memory channel and you go and you take off narrow and put wide, while you're operating, it's fine. As soon as you go off that memory channel to another one, it reverts back to what you saved in the memory. So all you have to do is, you know, program over that channel.
Yeah, KD2BR here for ID. The hardest part I had, Charlie, was getting the negative and positive on the repeater. Otherwise, as far as putting a frequency in and doing the PL tone, it's so much easier than my 79 and my 7800.
Yeah, okay. It sounds real good. It's nice and loud, nice and clear. It's got good audio.
Yeah, one drawback to the radio, I was telling John, might be trivial. I don't like the mic cord coming out of the front of the radio on top of my computer cabinet here. When I hang the mic up, now the mic cord's right in front of my face. I know they make right angle mic adapters. I got to see if they make one with an 810, because this is not going to work with this cord hanging in front of my face.
First of all, it's an 8-pin. It's not a modular jack. It's the old-fashioned metal kind.
Exactly the same one. It's on the 235 that I got from an 8-pin round one.
Yeah, okay. Does the front panel, comes off that? Does it also bolt to the radio? I mean, is it, when you bought it, was it mounted on the radio, or does it just stay, separated all the time?
Oh, it's on the radio. You can take it off. I didn't even try because I'm not using a separation kit, but you can get a separation kit. But it's on the radio as soon as I got it.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, where does the mic cord come out of your 7800 that it's not hanging in front of the computer?
Comes out of the side of the front head.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've forgotten. I'm looking at my Elinco. It comes out the front, but I have my radio off to the side, and I don't have a computer down here, so it's really not hanging in my face or anything. But you're right, that's a minor thing. But it sounds good. I made two recordings. I'm going to go upstairs real quick, get them on the computer, and send them off to you so you can see how it sounds.
Thanks, Sean. I got to get back on the computer myself here. We'll catch you when you get into the mobile. KD2BOR on the 635. I like the radio. Looks good. Take care.
All right, I'll give you a call when I get out in the car, and when I'm UQ clear.
KD2HBR, you got that website for me, Johnny?
Roger that. It's new species, like November Uniform, N-U, and then the word species, and then just .com. And if you can just tell me what comes up.
Very good. Let me get to the internet part. I'll get back to you as soon as I have it. KD2BOR.
Okay, Roger that. Thank you.
That new species, you said that was N-E-W or N-U-W?
N-U, November Uniform.
K Okay, get right back to you. KD2, BOR. Want to sound dumb. Species is S-P-E-C-I-E-S.
Roger that. Roger that.
Coming up with anything on it right now. Let me put the two words together.
Okay.
Can't find anything, John. Not a thing.
All right. Thanks, Rocky. Thanks anyway.
Okay, pal. I'm going to look for this connector. I'll be monitoring.
Roger, Roger. KC2HB, I'll be listening to.
John, if Charlie gets in there before I get done, I've got to move two cars inside my shop before I sit down until I go to my girlfriend's house, so I'll be on the side for a little bit.
Okay, copy.
KD2, BOR.
Did you get the audio clips? I sent you off two of them.
Yes, sir. Listen to both of them already.
Yeah, they came out pretty good.
Excellent. I don't have the other radio on now. I'll probably switch back over. I want you to hear that that real Yaesu mic.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to do that while I was at the house. I don't have the recorder with me. I left it home. When I hook it up to the computer, it's a pain in the ass to take it off. You have to deselect it in the computer software so you can safely remove it. I just wanted to get those two clips out to you. But we'll try that the next time I hear you on the air.
Very good. Getting your better spot. You're a little noisy, but I read everything you said, and I'm going to switch back to my 79 for now because I'm going to look for a... I got to put this back in the box and take it back home today and reprogram those frequencies that I messed up. I'll be right back. KD2, BOR.
You can't reprogram them there in the shop?
I probably could, Joe, but... When I get home, I'd rather have something else to do because I got to devote my my Saturday and my Sunday to finishing up Steve's radio. I picked up the switches for it, so I'll fool around with this at home.
Okay. Very good. Sounds good. Steve bought that Baofeng also. I sent him an email, I mean a text message telling him that I bought one. And so he said he's thinking of getting one. He sent me a text. Late last night, or late to me, that he ended up buying one from Amazon as well.
Yeah, I think he got my text yesterday about you breaking down.
Yep. Well, let's hope it's a good decision. Because it's the Plus, it's got the newest software and newest upgrades in the radio. I'm hoping it makes a difference. We'll find out. I figured, hey, for $58, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, did you get the programming software or the cable with it?
I don't think so. I was looking on the online at my order, and I don't know if that comes with it or not. It's kind of vague. If not, I can pick that up somewhere. I might even be able to get it at Advanced Specialties. I think he carries those radios. He may have the program.
I don't know which one it was. I think they said they're a little tough to program, but I'm really not too sure. Well, like I said yesterday, good luck with it. You know, Carlos, for what he's doing, does not sound bad.
Rocky?
Hey, John.
After you're done with Steve's radio, after you finish the, you know, Steve's rig, I was wondering if it would be okay if I would maybe be able to bring my 2000 to you.
For what, John?
Just to peek and tweak. I would just like you to peek it a little and tweak it up.
I don't have the per se the equipment for that. I know what to do on the 11-meter radios with the ALC and the AMC. and you know, AM power and stuff. But to be honest with you, John, I would love to help you out, but I don't think I would want to put my paws inside that radio. You can understand that.
Okay, no problem. Very good. I appreciate it. Anyway, all right. Over to you, Charlie. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, John. John, if you're planning on selling that rig, I wouldn't do anything to it. Sounds fine the way it is. It's not going to make much difference if you get a few more watts out of it. Once you go inside it, you run the risk of doing something wrong and throwing out of alignment. You know, unless you got somebody that really knows what they're doing, has the proper equipment, I wouldn't mess around, especially if you're planning on selling it.
Well, I kind of figured that Rocky knows his stuff, because I don't think Steve would just give anybody a radio.
Well, the radio he gave Rocky is maybe a couple of $100. It's not a, $1,500, $2,000 radio. And the stuff that Rocky's doing is basic stuff I forgot what it was, Galaxy maybe. But you're talking about some serious adjustments in that radio. I wouldn't mess with it. I'd leave it the way it is. I can't believe you want to do anything to it. It sounds so good.
You know what it is, Charlie? Like, when I was, a kid, I was on the 11-meter band myself. And what we typically used to do, even if the radio sounded good, was we would take it to a guy who would, quote-unquote, peak it and tweak it, turn up the wattage, do something for the audio. So no matter how good it is, there's always seemed to be some room for improvement.
Well, you can certainly turn up the wattage on that radio, but as Vinny once told you, it's not recommended. For the, lousy 50 watts you'd get, maybe 150, 140, 130, something like that. It's really not worth it. You're not going to see any appreciable difference in your signal, and you're just taxing the power amplifier. You know, those things are made to take the 100 watts. So I just leave well enough alone, John. That's a nice radio. Don't mess around inside of it.
You mean Victor? You mean Victor, not Vinny?
Yeah, Victor. I knew it was a V.
Right, over to you, Rocky.
KD2BOR back on the 7900. This is the new microphone, Charlie. I opened it up, and it's duplicates of my old ones. It's a real Yaesu mic.
Not too much different from the Elenco. Maybe the Elenco's got a little bit more high.
I got a little bit of that. You're mostly all noise. I'll wait till you get in a better spot.
Radio are you working on for him? Which one is it?
Galaxy DX959.
Okay, roger that.
KB2 TIA.
Good morning, Steve. KD2BOR here. We got Johnny out there. We got Charlie in the car.
Good morning, everybody. What's going on? Over to you, Rock.
Not much. Got my Elenco yesterday. Programmed it up. Had it online for a little bit here now, and I just put my Yaesu back on because I'm looking for a right angle microphone adapter. I still got a few more things to do with the programming.
Very good. What's your preliminary thinking? How do you like it?
I like it. Much easier to program than my 7900. Except I was telling Charlie, the hardest part I had was getting the shift, whether it's a plus or minus on the repeater. And also, I've got, I forget what the heck to call it, I got narrow band receive programmed into a couple of the frequencies. I don't know how I did it. I got later on when I go home, I'm going to clear them out because I was telling Jolly that I got to devote the rest of my time to put your switches in and wire them up this weekend.
Excellent. How about you, John? What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Just taking it easy, relaxing. I was going to send my 2000 over to Rocky after he was done with your radio for a little bit of a peek and tweak, but Rocky says he doesn't want to tackle it.
I think you're crazy, John. That thing works so well for you. If it isn't broke, don't fix it. You know, that's a fine piece of equipment just by itself as it is. Unless there was some nagging problem, I don't know why you would even think that. Just keep it the way it is. It works great for you.
Like I was telling Charlie, when I was on 11 meters, you know, as a kid, whenever we would get a new radio, regardless of, you know, how much power or what it sounded like, we used to, like, you know, send it to a local guy for a little bit of a peek and tweak. And I'll tell you, Steve, like 95% of the time, if not more, there was always room for improvement.
Yeah, but look at the, you know, the quality of the units then compared to now, you know. They're different animals. You know, you've heard the other people at the 2000s, you know, talking to you and telling you don't do it. You know, you have like 100% duty cycle already and stuff like that. I don't think there's much to play with in there. I would just leave it alone.
That's what I'm going to do. That's what it looks like I'm going to do. I think I'm just going to leave it the way it is. All right, over to you, Rocky.
Yeah, John, let me just add my 2 cents on that. On top of what Steve said was exactly right. Again, I'm going to repeat what he says. You got a beautiful radio there, and now I'm just going to go back, and I'm going to let you remember what Victor said. Don't touch it, John. You're going to open up a can of worms, and you're going to hate yourself.
Well, if you don't mind me asking, what are you doing to Steve's radio? Are you peeking and tweaking? I guess that's what you're doing, right? You're getting more power out of it and increasing the audio?
Yeah, John, there I am. I don't believe in peaking power on CB radios. When you bring your power up, you knock your modulation down. The only thing I did was get his sideband up to something better than it was, and I opened up his AMC just to get a little bit more AM modulation. I've never, ever in my life tweaked a CB that I had for more power. I rather have them dead key 4 watts and swing upwards with audio for more wattage.
Well, Steve, does that radio that he's working on for you, does it have FM? And also, what kind of power does it put out, Steve?
I'm grabbing some coffee. I'll be back at 1MUQ.
Good morning, Charlie. Also, John, that radio had a problem. It came from the factory with a poor receiver. And, you know, he installed the amp for me, the preamp. As to how much power it's putting out and everything now, I really, I don't remember what Rocky told me offhand. He could probably answer that better than I could.
Let's see if I have it. John, he's dead keying about 4 watts, maybe 5 on my meter. You know, all meters read different. You know, it's not the most expensive meter in the world. And when you put a tone, you know, or a hum into the mic or whistle into the mic, it's got upward swing. And on his sideband, he only had about, I don't know, 7 watts. And I turned that up, and now he's getting somewhere around legal's 12. I think he's getting somewhere around 18 to 20, and you don't want to push the radio any harder than that because the finals cannot take it.
Does that radio have FM?
No, it doesn't. It has AM, upper, and lower sideband.
Okay, roger that. How long have you had it, Steve?
I had it a couple of years. It's so used maybe twice ever. It's just sat on a shelf. And that might have been a bad decision. Maybe it needed to be used. And, but the receive was pretty poor, Rocky said. And, you know, from what I read online, I saw a lot of people saying that it needs a little help. It needs a preamp. It came from the factory that way. And, so there's a lot of aftermarket stuff that you need to write the radio. You don't have those kind of problems. You know, let's face it, you're talking about, a radio with multi-bands and all kinds of features. This is a CB, don't feel like you're being left out, or anything like that, or that help you. It's, you have a top-of-the-line radio. This thing was Ford from the factory. So it's two different things we're talking about here.
Roger that. All right, listen, I'm going to leave it alone. I respect your opinion, and I'm just going to leave it as is. So, all right, point well taken. Over to you, Rocky.
Steve could not have said it any better. I wish I had it in my budget to have a radio like you have, John. That's really, really nice. You're very fortunate to have it, but if I wasn't paying almost $1,000 a month health insurance and among all the other bills, maybe I could swing one, but unless my boss starts giving me health insurance for free, it's going to be no way. KD2, VOR.
Roger that, man. All right, no problem. And, Steve, how was your day at work?
It wasn't too bad. It was a bit of a long night. I don't know if you can hear. I probably can, but I'm losing my voice a little bit. Picked up a head cold at work, and so I've been losing my voice. I don't feel bad or anything. I don't even feel sick. Just that I get all clogged up, and my voice comes and goes.
Roger that. All righty. From the sciatica to the head cold, what's next? All right, buddy. I hope you feel better. And all righty. Doesn't sound too bad, but nevertheless, not something pleasurable, I'm sure. All right. Let's see here. Charlie went for coffee, I think. All right, I'll throw it back to Rocky. Rocky, pick it up. This is KC2HBR.
I'm back.
KD2VOR, let's throw it over to Charlie, and I think I'm bad with that, too, doing a quick key, so I'm going to leave some room from now on. Over to you, Charlie.
Okay, very good. KD2BOR, KC2HPR, and KB2TIA with N1FUQ. We've got that out of the way. Station identification. Steve, where'd you get your Baofeng from? Amazon? Oh, yeah, that's right. You told me you had a certificate from them. Did you get an email telling you when you'd get it?
I think they said 5 days. I think it's 5 days shipping. You got the 2-day free shipping if you're like an exclusive member. I forget what they call it, but they have like a special club. If you're one of those members, they give it to you for the 2-day shipping. But since I'm not, it's come in the regular 5 days. But it was free. It was under $37. So I mean, I think it was what was it, 36 and change? That's unbelievable. So I'm happy to wait 5 days.
Really? Mine came to 58. You got the UV5R Plus?
I got the UV5R.
Oh, okay. I got the Plus that had all the updated software for 2013 in it. So the Plus is what I've heard that sounded the best out of all of them. I think Gordon might have it. I'm looking forward to talking to him. He probably has the software, too. I might be able to borrow it from him.
Well, I don't really need the radio. It was just it's one of those things where it's an opportunity, you know, to pick it up. And since it didn't cost me anything at all with the gift card, that's the way I went. You know, like I said, I don't really need the radio. I don't have a need for it. But it, I just keep it as a spare for an emergency. And that's that, you know. Maybe just keep it in the glove compartment. I looked at some of the accessories, and most of the stuff is the same as the Wotion. It's the same programming cable, and I don't know about the software. I have to look into downloading the software from someplace. But it's the accessories are the same hand mic, the same everything.
Yeah, I have a feeling, excuse me, I have a feeling it's the same company. I think they manufacture it and just put it under another name. That's just my impression. But you never know. Maybe they're across the street from one another. Who the hell knows? One thing I like about it is the accessories are just as cheap as the radio.
Yeah, I did see the extended battery. That was the only thing I didn't see them selling. I thought of that right away. Like you said, I really didn't even have a need for it. The, what do they call that, the tubular earpiece. It has like a tube, but it's kind of like the Secret Service style mic and earpiece. And that was like $11 to $14, depending on where you look. That was like the most expensive accessory for the damn thing.
Yeah, I'm going to start out with it with bare bones, see how the audio sounds, then I might add a speaker mic to it. But I'm looking forward to getting it. Mine's due to be delivered on Tuesday, so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I finally broke down. I think I was hoping Carlos was on today. I wanted to pick his brain a little bit. But I think after listening to Carlos on the input, when I could hear him, the radio didn't sound bad at all. So, you know, each repeater does a little bit different things to the audio. You know, plus he's not DFQ. I think if he was DFQ, he'd sound a lot better.
Well, what I found interesting when I looked at it briefly today was the reviews on EHAM. Yeah, I mean, some of those guys nitpick about ridiculous things. And, you know, you have the guys that... you know, no matter what, at the end of the day, it's not a Kenwood, it's not a Yaesu, it's not an Icon, and so it's never going to get a good review. But it was like middle of the road reviews. A couple people gave it like 4 out of 5 or 3.5 out of 5. But they all say for the price point and what it is, you know, it's a backup or an entry level radio. You know, you can't go wrong for the money. A few people said, you know, they consider it deaf if you're not working, you know, off a repeater. And one of the complaints I saw about it, they said very easily if there's noise on the second VFO and, you know, if somebody keys a repeater, you're thinking you're still on the machine you were talking on and it switches over, you know, to the last heard signal. So they said you start talking on another machine. So that's one of the things you have to watch out for with it. But, you know, otherwise, they all said it had pretty good audio and that many people can't tell that it's an HT. So that was good in my mind. But it's just a spare. And with that price, it's hard to pass up on it. And with the gift card, I got it for free, really. So it was a gift card we got at Christmas. And we never used for Amazon. So, worked out well for me.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun to play with it. Let's see, Rocky, over to you. KD2BOR and 1MUQ Mobile.
KD2BOR. Steve, I'm on the, I don't know if I talked to you yesterday, I don't remember, but I'm on the real Yaesu bike that I got from Gigaparts, not that piece of junk that I bought. I opened this up when I got it yesterday, just duplicates of my other microphones.
You sound real good. No problem, as John would say, choice. You sound choice. And, yeah, I think it'll be fun to play with it. It's always nice to get a new toy. We're all kids at heart with the radios, kids in a toy store. a kid's in a candy store, you know, you get something new. And, you know, I'm anxious to get it. I don't see really how I'll use it a lot, but it's good to have. And I even have the adapter for it, the antenna, if I want to hook it up.